I moved up to St. Louis with my family. My family is interracial, and we moved here from Kentucky. We're living in Kentucky the past 9 years. We moved here because I thought it was going to be a big city. I thought it was going to appreciate diversity and appreciate my family. And so that's why I really pushed my husband to join his family up here in the St. Louis area. And so we moved to a bigger city. I thought it would be a bigger opportunity, and I wanted my son to grow up with kids that looked like him, and to not be the only black boy in his classes and things like that. And so that was really important to me, and to find out 15 minutes down the road, the kid walking to grandma's house was just shot in the street. It really hit home in a way that hadn't ever occurred to me that it might. And when I heard Mike Brown's mom on the radio the next morning, she literally screamed, "They killed my baby." And it was the tone and voice that it was kind of like an alarm, if you will, or a tornado siren. You know, it paralyzes you and sends the hairs up on your arm. And when you hear another mom scream, "They killed my baby," it's very humanizing, and it's very humbling, because then you realize if you're raising a black boy or a black girl, African-American boy, but basically any non-white child in America, you are running a risk of similar incidents. And for a mom that I'm white, Caucasian, for a mom like me, I hadn't really understood that level of importance before.